Another one of those conversations here tonight where it's bittersweet. We said that with Coach Tim Bergstrasser about a week or so ago, and now his main man, Spencer Bland, is taking an opportunity with Denver at the same spot, associate head coach. So we're joined with him right now to talk about the opportunity, time at MSUM, and all the great memories that we've made and the excitement moving forward. So, Coach, thanks for a few minutes of your time, and congratulations on the opportunity to go up and coach Division I ball.
Appreciate it. You know, it's been a little bit of a whirlwind and busy time, but it's a blessing, man, and we're excited for the opportunity and that next step in our career and at the University of Denver and the possibilities that are there. But obviously there's a lot of things that we were able to accomplish here and a lot of people that we met and grew some great relationships with. And so to leave that's going to definitely be tough and is tough in the moment, but we're extremely thankful for everything, and especially you guys and just the coverage that you've given the program and us as individuals. Couldn't be more appreciative, so I appreciate you guys spending one last little interview with me.
And the first question I just have is the whole whirlwind of this experience, because when talking with Bergie, the Sweet 16 run, the way it ends in Topeka, Kansas, and there's all those heartfelt hugs and guys' careers endings like Jacob Benninga, but then other guys that are just starting out their careers, not to be named right now just due to NCAA stuff, but all these different emotions coming around. You see the parents, I mean, they're embracing us, we're embracing them, and a couple weeks later, rumors start to swirl. Bergie ends up being a name thrown up for that Denver job. He ends up getting it. We have about a 7 to 10 day window, and then your name is announced as well. What has really the last probably month and a half been like for you since the season came to a close?
I think chaos would be an understatement. But that being said, again, it's all good things. You know, fortunate to be in this position, fortunate to have the opportunity to go and do what we're going to try and accomplish at the University of Denver. But yeah, like you said, you know, from our team to the extended family, it was an unbelievable group. It was the entire time we were at MSUM. We're so thankful for those parents and siblings and friends and family that, you know, were able to support us and be a part of that journey that we went on for the past however many years here up here. Just to have the opportunity to continue to grow, to continue to work with Coach Bergstrasser. I don't think it's a secret, the relationship that we have, you know, both on the court and off the court. So to be able to continue that at the Division I level and work to achieve some of the same things that we were able to do here in Moorhead and in the NSIC, there were just a lot of things that made a lot of sense for myself and my wife and our family. And so to be able to do that, to start it, leaving here is a very, very tough decision. There's so many great things and so many great people. But I think we're at a point in our life where, you know, if we're going to go adventure and we're going to go figure things out, now's the time, and let's do it with a head coach who I have nothing but faith and belief in and love working with every single day. And so I just think there were too many things that lined up to pass up on the opportunity. So joining in at Denver and being a pioneer, man, we couldn't be more excited for this next step.
Just because I'm the media mogul that I am, I'm curious with this question. Was there ever a doubt of you joining Tim in Denver? Was there ever the opportunity from MSUM to possibly elevate? What was the dynamic there between those two universities, the relationship with MSUM, and then, of course, your relationship with Bergstrasser, who you're going alongside with?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's always a thought, something that the wife and I and had talked about. What I'll say on that is Coach Bergstrasser, you know, made it very apparent of what, you know, he wanted in terms of his staff at Denver. And obviously I was very, very thankful that, you know, he wanted to continue the working relationship and continue us coaching together and doing all that stuff. And then on the MSUM behalf, they're very respectful. Chad Markison, athletic director, was great in terms of understanding that there's a lot of moving pieces and moving parts. They're definitely was a conversation about some possibilities and what things would look like. That being said, I think, you know, he knew and we knew as, you know, Tim and I together and our families that, you know, this was probably going to be the route that we were headed. But definitely the route of continuing at MSUM, you know, could have been a conversation and, you know, progressed in a way perhaps. But again, nothing was set on that end. It was more so, hey, go get a feel, you know, talk to Coach Bergstrasser, figure out what's going to be best for you and your family. And it became pretty apparent pretty quickly that, you know, that's where we needed to be for our next step there.
Speaking of that, I've moved across country before. Granted, I kept the same job, so it's a little different. But when it comes to a situation like this, and this is more on the personal side, when you talk to your wife, now I know what she does for a living. She's in healthcare, so that's usually very not so much easy, but it's very, reasonable to get a job in a different location. How much of that went into it as well that, you know, it's one thing to ask your spouse if they want to move across country, if they either are a stay-at-home mom or they're, you know, in the healthcare field where they can get a job at a new location. But if she had had a different career path, let's say she was a school teacher or a principal or something, and this is where the area she's from and she wanted to be here, would that have made a difference, obviously, in kind of the thought process? Because I think it makes a lot of the stresses about going to a new place a little bit easier, knowing that, hey, I can go find a job. There's even more hospitals over there. I mean, does that kind of consider, you know, obviously that's more of a conversation about, you know, you and Shannon's relationship, but is that something that you guys had to really take into consideration?
Absolutely. You know, I don't want to ever feel like, you know, we're doing something because I want to do it, you know, and it's best for me. It's got to be best for us.
Right.
So you spend a lot of time figuring out what that looks like and does it make sense for both of you? And, you know, obviously us getting married prior, we had those conversations right. of, hey, this is the industry, this is the mm-hmm. business that I'm in. You know, obviously as coaches, we have those goals and aspirations. And what I'll say is I got the best wife in the world. You know, she's super supportive. She understands that this is part of it. Now, does it stink to leave friends and leave things yeah. that we love up here? Absolutely. And so we had to have those conversations. But again, it ultimately came down to, what does this look like for us as a family? Are we going to be in the best position possible? You know, how can we benefit from this together? And I just think there were so many good things that came out of that, that it became a no-brainer on our end.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing, she's never been to Colorado.
Oh.
So, you know, it was a little bit of like, okay, what's it like out
yeah.
there? What does it look like? What's it going to be? You know, she's been in Minnesota her whole life. So again, she just a little bit of uncertainty of like, all right, it's going to be a lot different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but again, when we got married, we're going to do everything together and it's going to be, you know, us at all times and our family. And so again, at the end of the day, she was, over the moon about the opportunity that, you know, we had to be at the University of Denver. Obviously selfishly the opportunity that her husband had to continue to grow in the yep. profession. And so she's a rock star. She's amazing. I couldn't be more thankful to have a wife like Shannon and just so thankful for her support and encouragement through it all.
Yeah.
Makes it a lot easier.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, too, when you're a bit younger, it's easier because over the course of my life, I'm born and raised in South Dakota. Of course, I've been coming up on almost just as many years here in North Dakota now that I've been here for a while. But I've lived in Kansas, I've lived in Arizona, short stint in Georgia, then in California. And so to live in different places is nerve-wracking in a sense, but at the same time, it's a great time to adventure out. I've got a friend that her and her husband have moved up to Alaska for the latter part of her government career, just to kind of take that opportunity when it arises. Now, on another kind of personal note, because I mean, obviously, you're taking the next step, associate head coach at a Division I school. So, when we talk to Spencer Bland, the coach, and what you have in your mind as to how the next 10 years play out, getting to be an associate head coach at a D1 program, obviously it's another resume builder. I mean, I see your resume here, assistant coach at MSUM, USF, back to Moorhead, now associate head coach at Moorhead, and now you're going out to be associate head coach in Denver. What's the long-term goal for you? Do you want to have your own program someday? Or like we talked about another coach you guys have on your staff this past year, do you want to just show up and coach? Do you want to be director of basketball operations? What's the overall grand thing that you would like to attain in your career?
Yeah. I mean, you know, for me, I want to be in a spot where I'm happy, you know, and doing the thing I love every single day. And that's coaching. That's being around the guys. That's, you know, being a part of a program and something bigger than yourself. And so, you know, from an individual standpoint, every day I love working with Coach Bergstrasser. I love the things that we're able to accomplish, the relationship that we have. So again, I'm in no rush to get out of that. But yeah, I think from a personal note, you know, being a head coach one day, figuring out where that right spot may be. I think being able to get into the Division I level and do what we're, you know, about to do in the Summit League will give me a really good view of, hey, what's this level like, you know, and then what does it look like beyond that, you know, like you said, in the next 5 to 10. So yeah, I would tell you at the end of the day, I'd love to run my own program and have that. I'm in no rush right now. I love my everyday. We're very happy as a family, you know, and doing all that sort of stuff. And so, you know, there is some individual stuff, but at the same time, I'm really not focused on that. I'm focused about being the best assistant and right-hand man to Tim I can be every single day, and making sure that when I go home that I'm in a good spot and we're happy and everything's all good at home. So, yeah, I would answer it that way.
A bit of a personal question, but it's just to let people kind of into the relationship of you and Tim, because unfortunately when we had the conversation with Tim in the last couple of weeks, you hadn't announced that you're going to be the associate head coach at Denver yet. But knowing that you had spent over the past decade, 6 years at Minnesota State Moorhead, assistant coach, associate head coach, at, you know, those different roles like that, Tim spending 9 years there, 6 as an assistant, 3 as the head coach as well. Of course, you had left at one point to go to USF. Tim brings you back, whether that was on your merit, his merit, and just seeing the way you guys embrace each other, the relationship you have. I mean, what does a guy like him mean in the fact that you guys are – I mean, you're uprooting your families to go partially across the country to go try and resurrect a Division I university. Sorry if that's maybe a little bit tough of terminology, but this is a program that's been struggling, and you guys think you can go and bring them back from the depths.
Yeah. To answer the first part, man, Tim means more to me than I think a lot of people could understand. From a professional setting, his leadership, his guidance, you know, from a friendship setting of just the relationship that we have, being able to be open and honest with each other about everything, whether it's basketball, whether it's life, you know, talking about marriage, you know, the things that we're going through in our everyday day-to-day, you know, and then just the fun part, you know, the being boys with each other and doing that stuff off the court and with our families and all sorts of things like that. So, like I said, the working relationship I have with Tim is unbelievable and something that I didn't want to stop. But then you add in the off the court stuff and just the bond that we've been able to grow together. I'll tell you, it's, you know, it, when you say Bergstrasser, it's nice to hear Bland next to it, 'cause I do feel like we're kind of two peas in a pod there. But no, it's unbelievable human, unbelievable coach, leader. I just can't say enough good things about him and what he's done for me in my life professionally and personally. To answer kind of the second part of your question, yeah. I mean, I don't think it's a doubt that the University of Denver has had their struggles in terms of the men's basketball program. I think that's a big reason why they looked at a guy like Tim and said, you know, I think you're the guy that's going to be able to help us elevate this thing and get to prominence, you know, both in the Summit League and Division I. You know, and so I just think as we sat there and talked about the possibility, Denver as a city is unbelievable. You know, you have every resource at your fingertips. The university is a high academic, prestigious university where guys are going to get a great education. They're going to be in a spot where they can go and be a part of different things, whether that's professionally, whether it's personally, you know, all sorts of things like that. The Summit League as a whole, top to bottom, is unbelievably competitive from the players to the coaches, you know, and then it just, there were so many boxes that got checked on our ends for why hasn't this place been winning? And so I think us to be able to get in there, bring the energy that we bring, bring our culture and our blueprint of success and trying to figure that out. And again, it's not going to be an overnight process. But I do think with us together, the staff that we've been able to build, you know, the guys that we're going to recruit there, I just think that sky is the limit. And, you know, our goal is to go to the University of Denver and do something that they haven't done in a long, long time. And I got no more faith in the world than Coach Bergstrasser leading the way.
Now, last question before we hit a break here, Spencer. When you look at your time at MSUM and what you guys have built there / carried on from like Coach Walthall, et cetera, what can you say about this program and the state you leave this program in going into their next head coach, whoever that may be? What can you talk about the time at Moorhead and what you guys helped develop and promote that program and the Dragon Way on the basketball side?
Yeah, I mean, when Coach Walthall hired me almost a decade ago, you could tell the sense of pride that he had in terms of being a Dragon, in terms of where that program was, where it was when he walked in, where it was where, you know, when we met in 2017, 2018, and the fact that it meant so much to him. And so that was infectious. Obviously then meeting Coach Bergstrasser and getting to work with him early on. You know, I think at the end of the day, we just want people to be proud. The alumni that were Dragons, the guys that are wearing that uniform every single day, the student body that's on campus, the administrators who are in the office that gave us the opportunity to lead the program. We wanted a sense of pride in wearing that Dragon logo, wearing that crest on your shirt. And so I hope we did that. You know, always talk about leaving a place better than you found it. You know, I hope that next coach that comes in has that same sense of pride and is able to carry on and expand and grow and do things that we weren't able to accomplish here. And Coach Bergstrasser and I are fully on board with helping them with whatever they need in terms of, you know, that transition and making sure that there's not a lull in the sense of the Dragon pride or the accomplishments that we were able to do on and off the court. So it means a ton to us. The university as a whole, the people that were there, the city of Moorhead, it's cliche, but we'll always be Dragons, you know, and this place will always hold a special place in our heart, and we'll always be rooting for the success here. So, you know, just the experiences, the opportunities, obviously the achievements that we were able to accomplish, you know, over the course of the last decade. Our hope from Coach Walthall to Bergstrasser to myself is that we made people proud. We represented the program in the right way. We always treated people with the utmost respect, you know, and we were able to accomplish a lot of really, really cool things and be a part of something special.
Continuing our conversation with Associate Head Coach of the University of Denver, Spencer Bland. Coach, now as you get closer and closer to the summer months and that first official season, rounding out that coaching staff, of course, Tim, the head coach, you, the associate head coach, you bring in a couple of guys, and Abe and Kyle, I believe. What do those guys bring for your university and, of course, locally for Bison fans? What's going to present NDSU some troubles with those guys coming in and helping the Pioneers?
Talk about the assistants, man. This group is unbelievable. You know, first and foremost, they're great people. They're good dudes. They're about the right things. I think they mesh with Coach Bergstrasser and myself and how we go about our business, just being junkies for this sport, the ultimate competitors. But understanding at the end of the day, it's a people business, and growing those relationships and treating people the right way and going about our business properly. You know, those guys check all the boxes. I've had a chance to know Coach Abe for a while here. He is as good as it gets in terms of a human being. He is one of the most genuine, most thoughtful, most considerate people that I've ever met in my life, not even in the coaching world, just in general. And Abe has been a lot of different places with high-level Division I experience. He is one of the best networkers and relationship and just ability to form those meaningful bonds with people as I've ever met in the business. And so Abe will immediately step in from day one and be a huge impact, a huge asset for us. On top of that, his head coaching experience at McAllister, a high academic Division III in St. Paul there, man, he just brings a wealth of knowledge. He'll give Bergie somebody to be able to bounce ideas off of, being in that head coaching seat, something that I've never done. You know, conversation that him and Abe will be able to have that will just, you know, be a lot more apparent than, you know, a guy like me who's never been sitting in that seat. So again, Abe is an absolute home run for us, and a guy that was very high on our priority list of making sure that, you know, if this was all in the works and we were heading into Denver, that, you know, Abe was going to be a guy that we were hopefully able to get to come with us and join us there. Then Coach Kyle, had a chance to kind of get to know him throughout this whole process. He had a bunch of people reach out and vouch for him, and just credit to him and how he goes about his business, his work ethic, his relationship, his ability to recruit. You know, the guy's a winner. His personality is infectious. You talk to the guy on the phone or you know, even when you're texting with him, like, you just get juiced up. This guy is as good as it gets in terms of building, you know, meaningful relationships with recruits, with people. I think he's young, he's energetic. He fits exactly that mold of who we want and what we want the University of Denver to look like. So Kyle, to us, being able to add that Division I experience, he won a national championship at the Division III level at UW-Whitewater, you know, and then he's just brought success every place that he goes. He's tied in so many places. His ability to be able to reach out to people and network and recruit is only going to be beneficial to us at the University of Denver. So, you know, you put us all together. You know, obviously the fact that Bergie and I have been working together, you add a guy like Abe, who we've known for a long time, and his ability of what he brings to the table. You had a guy like Kyle. I just think the recipe for success for us as a coaching staff is high, and I can't wait to get to work and be in the office with all those guys. You know, you talked about NDSU. I just hope that the University of Denver is successful, you know, and so that's where our mindset's going to be on that. And so that'll be our goal every single day, is to elevate that place, elevate the university, elevate the athletic program, and ultimately elevate men's basketball.
And talking a ton about, of course, Denver now and the opportunity that you have, you know, mentioning how the program's been down a little bit. You guys are trying to elevate it back again. I'm just curious, and with taking the opportunity and this next challenge, what about it is that big draw, whether it's for you or just for somebody who maybe you're recruiting? Is it having the mountains overlooking the university? Is it the academics? We've seen, I mean, men's hockey's got 10 national championships, right? Obviously, winning is a possibility there. Is it bringing in the coaching staff? Is it going to be from not a front office, but from the the sports department, right, from your different athletics departments, things of those sorts. What is the separating factor for Denver that's going to help you guys elevate and you're going to be able to hopefully go hand in hand with?
Yeah, like I said, when we were checking those boxes of what made sense for us, obviously, A, University of Denver, you know, the academic side of it, making sure the guys are set up for success well beyond basketball. They're going to get a top level educational degree from one of the best schools across the country nationwide. The city of Denver, you know, everything at your fingertips, from all the major sports teams to, you know, if you could drive 10 minutes this way, you're in the heart of it downtown where there's, you know, a greater population of over 700,000 people. If you drive 20 or 30 minutes the other way, you're in the mountains and you're hiking and you're skiing and you're doing all that stuff. You know, it really is the best of both worlds in that sense. On top of that, being in the Summit League, like I mentioned, and competitive with the players, with the coaches, being at that Division I level, you know, I think the opportunities are endless. You mentioned the hockey program. They have, you know, it's well beyond that. There are so many programs at the University of Denver that are doing unbelievable things at the national level. And Coach Bergstrasser said it in his presser, you know, why can't that be us? And so that's our mindset. We have the resources, we have the tools, we have the place. I think it's going to be a really good sell to these students, these athletes and their families of, hey, why is University of Denver the right place for you? And then on top of that, like I just mentioned, our staff that we've built, the ability to form those meaningful bonds, to have those conversations that, you know, aren't always easy, you know, to have the fun ones, to celebrate each other's successes, to go through it during the, you know, the bumpy times. I just think we have the people around that are going to really, really make that place special. And so, you know, getting the right people in the door, allowing us to do our job and go to work there. But again, the things that we're going to be able to provide for those student athletes and their family at the University of Denver, in the Summit League, you know, and across the nation for those possibilities. I just think there's so many unbelievable things and, you know, assets that I think will be very, very appealing to those guys that step in the door.
Definitely. And the last question that I have or thought, at least, is we asked Tim the same thing as well, but in exiting MSUM, heading over to your next adventure with DU, what would you want to give a piece of advice to the incoming coaching staff about the university, the team, the community support, just what they're going to be walking into in Moorhead, for one, and then two, of course, helping to elevate the success of the program we've seen over the past decade plus?
These people around Moorhead, at the university, in the city, they want you to win. You know, they want to help you succeed. Utilize those resources, utilize those tools, get to know people, you know, form those meaningful relationships where you can ask ideas, you can bounce stuff off of each other. Moorhead's special. The people are special. You're going to get back as much as you put into it. The university is extremely supportive, you know, all the way from president down to Mr. Markison, athletic director, you know, and well beyond that. You know, they want to celebrate your successes. They want to help you achieve those goals. So again, if you pour everything into this program, into this city, you will feel the support immensely. You know, and again, guys like you who tell our stories and broadcast our games and all that stuff, like, couldn't be more appreciative. You know, the GO team at MSUM with John Wepking and Nolan Schmidt, they do an unbelievable job of, again, telling the stories of our athletes and making our day-to-day easier, you know, asking what they can take off our plate to promote our program and to make sure that we're in a really, really good spotlight. You know, and then just the people that are in the building, from the players in the locker room to the admin that's in the front office, like, you are going to have that support there. Just trust it, utilize it, ask questions. You know, you can't be afraid to, you know, fail at times or do something wrong or think back on it and be like, shoot, I should have done something different. But know that everybody there is wanting what's best for you, what's best for the program, and what's best for the university. And so, again, I'll say it over and over again, Moorhead, it will always hold a special place in our heart as a family. I know it'll be the same for Coach Bergstrasser. We wouldn't be able to do what we're doing now without that support and you know, just history that we have here in Moorhead. And it's not like we're leaving and never coming back. I guarantee we'll be back to visit. We'll be checking in. We'll be doing all that stuff. And so, again, I couldn't be more excited to help whoever is named next, the head coach for the Minnesota State University Moorhead, transition, try and make it as easy as possible for him. And again, have that continued success that we were fortunate to build here over the last decade.
All right. Last question I got from me then before we wrap this up, transitioning over to the Summit League, and that obviously being a different animal than the NSIC, although, you know, James and I will both say NSIC, one of the toughest conferences in the country for both football, basketball. When you look at the landscape of college sports, we were kind of talking about it off air beforehand. NILs, transfer portal, et cetera, is a big factor in college sports. Obviously, there are some players in the NSIC that have been entered the portal. They've gone to Division I programs, et cetera. Does your guys' coaching view of the portal and players coming and going, does that change at the next level at the Summit League? And because it looks like this year after the Summit League was finished, there's been a number of talented players that have moved on from the Summit League over to Power 5 schools. So how do you guys look at that transfer portal, et cetera, when you look at it now through the lens of the Denver University coaching staff?
Yeah, I think it's essentially the same that we looked at it at Moorhead is, you know, you always have to be a little bit considerate of that, but we know where the landscape of college basketball is right now. We know what the reality of it is. I think at the end of the day, we're in a business of relationships and forming those strong, meaningful relationships where it's really hard for a guy to say, hey, coach, I think I'm going to go somewhere else. That's our job. At the end of the day, we do know where we stand in terms of, you know, some of those higher, you know, Power Five or whatever you want to call them, high major schools are able to offer in terms of financially and experience wise. So again, we're a little bit limited in terms of that, but we understand where we're at in the greater landscape of college basketball, and we're not the only ones dealing with it. So it's about maintaining, you know, what we have, doing our job to make it very, very hard for guys to want to come to the decision to leave the program, to leave the people that are around them, their teammates in the locker room. That'll be our job every single day. You know, and we'll see what happens in terms of the landscape of everything as we move forward here. But everyone's dealing with it. You know, we're fortunate to have the opportunity just to deal with it. There'll be some frustrations and some things at times. But at the end of the day, man, we get to coach basketball. We get to be at a great university at the University of Denver, and we get to be around people who are passionate about doing things the right way. And so, you know, it all is cyclical. You know, Coach Walthall taught me that, you know, back in the day when I first got up here, that, you know, it all comes back around. And so we'll see what that looks like in the next 5 to 10. But for now, man, it's going about our business every day, doing our best to try to build those relationships where, again, it's hard for a guy to make that decision that he wants to leave the University of Denver and leave what we have going there. And so that's just kind of be our mindset on how we look at it. But, you know, it's real. The transfer portal's growing. The NIL money is growing. And opportunities for guys to go experience different things are as prevalent as they've ever been. So kind of a brief overview, but that's how we're going to kind of handle it moving forward here.
Yeah, Spencer, thanks for a few minutes of your time. We always appreciate it. You've been more than gracious the last handful of years, and we went a little bit longer than we usually anticipate, but, you know, we're long-winded guys, and we appreciate those relationships that we built up, and we're looking forward to the opportunity that you're going to have at Denver with the Pioneers, and we wish you guys all the success because, you know, Denver winning the Summit League and going to the Big Dance, nothing would make us happier. So good luck to you here moving forward, Coach.
I appreciate it. You guys are the best. Thank you so much.